Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
26 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Time to deep dive into some company results. You might recall a few weeks ago, we were present here in Cape Town yet again to attend the Mining Indaba. And this is typically where we get to get some feedback and insight from leaders of international and local mining houses to understand the operating environment that they're in, and of course some unique nuances that might speak to the cyclical challenges that they have to endure. Exxaro Resources is but one of those companies that typically is present at the Mining Indaba, and what we do see from their latest financial results is that they've reported a 36% decline in annual profit as measured by headline earnings per share. You might recall by now that for years, Transnet's inefficiencies from a freight and port point of view have impacted the business significantly. To talk us through the numbers, leadership changes, and most importantly, what we can anticipate going forward is the acting CEO and financial director of Exxaro Resources, Riaan Kobuzwa, who joins us now to give us some insight. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Riaan. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Good evening. Nice to be back.
Always good to speak to you, Riaan. Reading through the numbers today, my heart sank because I'm well aware of the challenges that Exxaro has had to endure in terms of operations to try and optimize coal exports in South Africa. So maybe talk us through the plethora of exogenous challenges that you've had to take on and ultimately resulted in the weaker numbers.
Yes. So the backdrop is that the coal prices, export coal prices, decreased during 2024. So that had an impact on our numbers. And then also we had limited rail capacity to get our products to our customers. Now, in 2023, we were able to export 5 million tons, but we are glad that we were able to increase that number to 7 million tons by using alternative logistic channels. Now, those challenges channels are mainly through Maputo, but also what we must put in context, if you use alternative channels, it does come at additional costs. So that is also one of the reasons why our cost increased. Then also on the Eskom coal offtake, the Eskom offtake was a bit lower than what we anticipated and compared to 23, and all of that had a bearing on the EBITDA that we were able to produce.
Got you. Maybe let's deep dive further into some of the adjustments you've had to make, especially from a cost point of view, to seek alternative ways of actually moving much of your product. Help us understand some of the shifts that had to take place there.
So put it, we had to incur 1.4 billion rand to transport 1.9 million tons to the export market. So you can just see the magnitude of the additional cost. But still, that tons that we were able to move was profitable to Exxaro. We will not move tons if it doesn't make financial sense. But RBCT using Transnet is by far still the most preferred route. And if we get the chance, we will use that channel.
Talk to us about your engagements with Transnet. We're well aware that they are going through the process of trying to fast-track opening up their operations to private sector participants. But what kind of conversations have taken place between Exxaro and Transnet at this point?
I think the conversations are very good. It's not only Exxaro. I think it's also through bodies like the Minerals Council, the coal industry. So the network statement was brought out by Transnet last year to allow private players to participate in the rail industry. February this year, there was another revision, and industry in general, I think, is very encouraged by the movement that we see from government and also from Transnet to allow private players to participate. So definitely Exxaro, through the various industry bodies, are participating in those forums, and we are pushing ahead to see where the private sector can play a role to assist Transnet.
In a moment, I would like to talk about the leadership change, and maybe coupled with that, we can also reflect on the future direction of the business. As we know, Ben Magara has been announced to take over the reins as CEO at Exxaro, and you'll be working alongside him very closely in your capacity as financial director. But this also looks to take and drive the business towards ensuring that it focuses on, battery metals and resources that essentially contribute to low carbon minerals for the future. Paint a clearer picture as to what the strategy looks like in terms of the journey and where Exxaro is now in terms of its execution on the strategy.
So the strategy hasn't changed the last couple of years. I think the strategy, we still steadfast on it, that we are looking at transition minerals for the portfolio. So the transition minerals will also include, as what you referred to, battery minerals. So we are making good progress. We did signal to the market earlier on that we are engaging with a couple of counterparties and opportunities also on the manganese space. But normally these discussions do take longer. There are quite a number of parties involved in some of these transactions, but we're definitely making progress. And also with Ben on board, you know, Ben, as you know, has also been on the Exxaro Investment Committee. So he's also got a very good understanding of the opportunities. So the change in leadership, I think, will be seamless when we move forward on this path.
100%. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Rian. Always appreciate your feedback and looking forward to seeing more of the developments of the strategy from the 1st of April, which we know is not an April Fool's joke, right?
Definitely not. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rian. Really appreciate it. Rian Kopeshar is the acting CEO and financial director at Exxaro Resources. As you've heard, typically well known for being a coal producer and exporting the market, but beyond that, is looking to diversify its array and exposure to different resources in order to participate in what we understand is essentially clean minerals and battery minerals going forward from an environmental point of view. Incoming CEO Ben Magara, who was the former CEO of Lonmin and before it was sold to Sibanye-Stillwater, looking to expand on its platinum operations.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.